the Penguins been playing very well of late.
Well, the Penguins have been playing well. But the Seasiders from BYU Hawaii have also been playing well. They Seasiders come in tonight with two conference wins, both of which have come in the last week. So the Seasiders are peaking. Penguins playing great. Penguins with three wins in conference. Seasiders with two wins in conference tonight. Promises to be great. We are ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, here we go, fans. Penguins, Seasiders at the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Hunter Horenstein, your DU broadcasters for tonight's doubleheader. Piab will be alongside some play-by-play in the second quarter. And we are ready to go with the starting lineups for BYU Hawaii under Coach Hiram Akina. He's assisted by Junior Avai, Mike Aranaka, Latoya Willie, and D. Kaulana Akina. Coach Akina will be sending out number 10, Aaron Dastrup, a 5'8" junior from Enumclaw, Washington. Number 11 is Mary Afu Ha'amongo, the 5'11" junior out of San Bruno, just down the road here. Just south of San Francisco.
Mike Downey.
Number 13.
Your mic, not mine.
Number 13 is Rochelle Reben. Reben is a 5'5" senior out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Number 23 is Dara Tompkinson, a 5'4" junior out of Honolulu. And number 33 is Kristen Hartley, a 5'10" sophomore out of Cardston, Alberta, Canada, for the Penguins. Under head coach Brianna Chambers. She's assisted by Eric Nelson and Jeff Rodriguez. Number one is Stephanie Carnes, the 5'1", the very speedy 5'1". Carnes is a sophomore out of Fremont. Number 12 is Tammy Bronner, the grad student, a 5'6" out of Oakland. Number 22 is Kelsey Janish, the 5'8" senior out of Nevada. Number 32 is Raquel Gomes, a 5'10" senior out of Santa Rosa. And number 44 is Shauna Bryan, a 5'11" senior out of Ripon in the Central Valley. Hunter is alongside. Stuart Horn with you. 20 minutes overhead. Referees from the NC2A are in place. Penguins out on the floor. We are ready for tonight's basketball, Penguin style, from the Conlin Center. Happy to have you alongside. In the middle for the Penguins is Gomes. And Ahu Amungo tips it out for the Seasiders. We are underway. Penguins on defense. Gomes with a good foul very early is Ahu Amungo. Let's see, Afu Ha'amungo. Hunter, I'm going to get that right, I promise you. Afu Ha'amungo is fouled on the way up. I think that was a good foul, actually, because she was guaranteed to make that easy layup as she goes to the line, and she misses the first one.
Yeah, absolutely. She get fast break after the pass, got inside. No one really knew where she was. Right under the basket, Raquel Gomes at the last minute, able to get to the hand up there and block the shot. Good foul.
Missed them both, but the Penguins cannot get the rebound. So Afu Ha'amungo, 0-for-2 from the line. The Penguins will keep that in mind. BYU works it down low. Kristen Hartley, turnaround jumper, no good from 8 feet. No score yet. 9.5 to go. Check it, 19.5 to go in the first half. Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. The up and under, the move from Tammy Bronner. That is her bread and butter move, but she couldn't get that one to go. A little short. Penguins can't get the rebound. Dara Tompkinson brings it up. Gets it to the top of the key to Mary Afu Ha'amungo, who's working the point, although I'm not sure why. Afu Ha'amungo, the tallest of the Seasiders, and a good give and go down low to Aaron Dastrup. And the Penguins trail by a score of 2-0 in favor of the Seasiders. 18:45 to go. Janish has it, three ball on the way, left side, missed it. Penguins down with it. Gomes with a good offensive rebound. Tries to feed it down low to Shauna Bryant. No whistles. Back to Gomes. Heaves it across over the head of Carnes. Oh, no. Carnes with a stage dive into the Seasiders bench. Cannot save it, Hunter.
Any other player other than Steffi Carnes sitting at 5-1 would have made that play. A good, good pass. She was all alone. Nice job. Way to break to the basket. Has she got a hand on it? She could have slowed down and made the easy two-point, but unfortunately just a little too out of reach for her.
Yep. On the helping side, she was all alone. And the pass went right over her head. And as you mentioned, Hunter, at 5'1", it doesn't take much to chuck it over her head. However, the Seasiders gave it back as they threw it away. Inbounds now, the Penguins have it. Two Zip fans coming up on 18 minutes in the first half. Bronner across the middle. Passes it off to Carnes. Carnes getting a lot of starts this season. Top of the key. Now back over to the left side. Long two ball on the way by Tammy Bronner. Drops from the baseline on the left edge. Two all. Oh, brother, it looked like a travel on Hartley. And finally, Hartley is called with a late whistle there, Hunter. 2-2.
Yeah, a lot of mistakes here early on by BYU, and this is something the Penguins are going to have to take advantage of. They're getting breaks so far. Nice job by Bronner to put them in the ahead.
Good call. Oh, Bronner brings it up, and at the last second with the blind dump-off, Shauna Bryant from the right side after a perfect no-look assist by Tammy Bronner. That was a grad student veteran move. 4-2, Penguins on top. Now they get it back down low to Afuha Amongo. She fires it off from the right side of the key. Tied up at 4. 17:20 to go. Janish brings it up carefully. Over to Bronner. Penguins working it around outside perimeter play. Bronner thinking 3, no. Heaves it across the course. Janish, 3 ball on the way, deep. Penguins cannot get the rebound. Instead, it is rebounded by Mary Afuha Amongo. She flips it out at the last second over to the left edge. Oh, brother. Very deep, and Rocky Gomes with the rebound. After the shot on goal comes off by Dastrup, and the Penguins work it after the miss by Dastrup. Bronner with a deuce, 6-4, Hunter.
Bronner looks good early on. She's really putting the team on her shoulders right now, carrying the offensive load. Like you said, the grad student, a lot of veteran savvy in that player.
16-footer by Rochelle Ryben. Ryben can't get it to fall, and the Penguins with a rebound. It goes out of bounds off of Kristen Hartley, the 5'10 sophomore. No, check, and it tied off of one of the Penguins. Well, I thought it was Penguin ball, but instead, the DUs will be on defense right under the bucket. Afuha Amongo gets it on the inbound. Calling it out is Dastra. She goes right wing. Not much doing. Penguins with some big defense. Rochelle Rabin. She gets it back to the top of the key. Bronner with a steal one-on-one. Bronner brings it up left side. Bronner, no look, goes between the legs, slows things down. Good move. Oh, no. Threw it away. She had Carnes all alone, and then she chucked it away. And then Bronner was unhappy with her own play, or lack thereof. Ended up diving over the back of Dara Tompkinson. And draws the foul. Did not need to do that.
No, absolutely. She had a lot of time on her hands there. She made the play happen by herself. Unfortunately, tried to push the envelope just a little bit. This is a player who had 10 points against this team back on January 12th in Hawaii. So look for her to try to continue that offensive onslaught.
Long three ball and falling down by Reben. No, but the Penguins can't get the rebound. Now they chuck it away, and Bronner again steals it. See if she can slow things down and make it happen. No look over to Rocky, left side, fouled on the way. Raquel from the left side wasn't going to make it. She managed to draw the foul. By the way, fans, if you'd like to watch the action live, you can do so by going to DominicanAthletics.com/live video. And there's a media timeout. You are listening to NC2A basketball worldwide on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn with you. Piop to my left. Hunter Horenstein welcoming everybody watching on America One. Worldwide video. Hunter, 15:46 to go. The Penguins are up by two. I'd say the DU's looking pretty good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They're doing a great job. And what can you say? Tammy Bronner, the graduate student, really, like I said, putting the offensive load on her shoulders. 10 points last time, January 12th at the Big Island. Shauna Bryant, 18 points. So this is a very confident DU team right now, and they're playing like it. forcing mistakes from BYU Hawaii. You saw Bronner. She's all over the court. A very athletic player, very smart player. And that's what you get, Stu, when you have that veteran savvy.
Penguin men scheduled to tip off in a couple hours, 7:30 scheduled tip off. Our next live broadcast will be this Saturday, the 19th. Chaminade will be here in the Conlin Center. P. Aubenhunter will be alongside. I'll be here. And we'll have another worldwide broadcast this Saturday. On the line for the Dominicans will be Raquel Gomes. Out on the floor, Bronner, Bryant, Janish, and Carnes. All alongside Gomes on the way, yes. Penguins lead by three now, 7-4. And Noel Roldan prepares to enter the game at the next opportunity to do so. This free throw is missed. And BYU brings it up very quickly, and once again, Bronner with a steal. Oh, Bronner stole it away, and then it got away from her. And nothing rolls like a ball.
Yeah, Bronner, like you said, Bronner there all over the play. Fortunately, maybe just got a little too ahead of herself. Ball hit off the maybe her shoe top. I wasn't able to see, but it rolls just out of bounds.
Am I imagining things, Hunter, or is Tammy Bronner involved in just about every single play?
A very athletic player all over the court, Stu. You said it.
Madison Kite, a 6-foot senior out of Windermere, Florida, has come into the game as she immediately makes her presence felt and knocks it down. The Penguins in quick transition. Janish scores from the right edge of the key before we could even get it out. And falling out of bounds is Erin Dastrup. She heaves it out of play. The Penguins get the ball back. It is 9-6 DU.
Nice defense there by DU. You like how they get down the court fast after the shot by Shauna Bryant. Able to force BYU to make mistakes. Force them to make mistakes. Take advantage. You get the ball back here. Nice job of subbing here by Coach Chambers. Keeping her girls fresh, the legs fresh. It's a long game. You got a long way to go.
Good call. In the game now is Mary Kate Jankowski, the freshman, in place of the veteran, Shauna Bryant. Noelle Roldan also has entered the game, along with Gomes, along with Janish, and along with Tammy Bronner. Bronner's got the ball. She goes right side, fakes the give off, tries to lay one in from the right side, missed it short. Seasiders down with it. They are in transition. Three ball on the way by Donna Lynn Hooper. Hooper missed it. She's out of Hulahua, Hawaii. 14 and a half. Penguins with the rebound. Mary Kate on the way. Fouled on the way, or maybe she walked. Let's find out. 9-6, fans. 14:32 to go. Jankowski did walk with it, I guess. I'm not sure how or if she stepped on the end line. I believe that's what happened. As the Penguins are getting ready to bring in Kimi Nakamura. But before then, the shot on goal by Dastrup does not go. The putback by Zori Drew, a 5'8" senior out of Chantilly, Virginia. And she laced that one right in there. Penguins now work it down low. Roldan almost threw it away, but Bronner's in perfect position. Three ball, Noel on the way, missed it right. Tipped out, loose ball. Roldan gets a rebound, heaves it back over to Rocky, top of the key. Janish with a head fake. Janish drives in left side, too much, no whistle. Taken down by Lauren Smith, a 6'1" freshman out of Westlake, Ohio. Penguins on defense, BYU bring it up. Oh, and now Bronner again breaks up the play. Out of bounds, and they're going to give it to the Penguins. And Bronner once again forces the issue. 9-8 to you.
What more can you say right now, Stuart? I mean, Tammy Bronner just all over the play. I mean, and even if they don't get the ball back, they're at least regaining possession and getting an opportunity for them to slow the game down and get a nice rest for these legs. Nice job by the Penguins being able to take advantage of the BYU mistakes.
13:40 to go. Mary Kay Jankowski's got it top of the key. She goes left side over to Bronner. Bronner on the wing. Bronner thinking three. Bronner's being guarded very closely. Top of the key. Kimmy on the way. Three ball missed it way right. Somehow got rim. Oh, Shauna Bryant with a rebound. Top of the key now. Bronner. They're going to redo it. Get Kimmy going on those threes and look out. Bronner goes behind the back. Off the glass. Too much glass. Loose ball. Everybody's going for it. Penguin ball. Right under the bucket, now with a play-by-play. Here he is, folks, Patrick Kayabyab.
Inbounding the ball is Kimi Nakamura, and she gives it to Bronner, but it's off her hands. Hooper runs the fast break, and she gets an easy two-point play.
Tough play right there, Spiab. Bronner, maybe not ready for that pass. It looked like she might have got blocked out of there by BYU's players, but Nice job for them to get down the court and get it into the basket.
Oh, and the big fella, Bryant, gets fouled as she goes in for a layup. And she has a chance to get two at the line.
Nice cat, nice break there by the Penguins as Shauna Bryant went up for the layup for the two and was able to get fouled. And now we got two shots here. They've got to make them, though, as they've seen their lead disappear now, P.L., trailing by one.
Bryant nails the first. Nails the first free throw. And for a big man, Bryant could play, and she could nail shots at the right time. Here's the second free throw, and she makes it. Hooper running the point, gets guarded by Carnes. And laying it up and out is Kristen Hartley. And they're going to say it's the Seasiders' ball.
Yeah, what a block by Jankowski there. Mary Kate, a comm major as well as a true freshman, but looked like she got her arm in there, maybe got an elbow or two, got fouled, and I'm going to give it to the Seasiders.
Doing the dirty work was Bryant, came up with a steal. Rolled down for three. No, and it's rebounded by Drew. Oh, what a great steal by Roldan. Roldan back to Carnes, finds the open Mary Kate. She lays it up and in.
Nice play there. Good ball movement as the players really didn't force the issue there. They gave it to the open man. That was Jankowski, and Jankowski put it in there. An easy point.
Oh, hard-nosed defense by Carnes. And they're gonna say it's Seasiders' ball. 13-10. Penguins up by three. 12 minutes, 9 seconds to go. And Tompkinson is going to return for the Seasiders. Taking the ball out is Reben, who's been having great games in a BYU uniform. The Penguins did play against the Seasiders in Hawaii, and they ended up winning that game 65-61. And here comes Drew, losing the ball again, but it's last touch by Janish. Two fouls apiece on both teams. And taking the ball out is BYU. Tompkinson being pressured by Nakamura. Drew now up top. Back to Tompkinson. Tompkinson goes back on the top of the key. Drew with 6 seconds. 5, 4, 3. Drew takes up a prayer. Hits top of the rim. They come up with the ball. They reset the shot clock. And Tompkinson back on top. Back to Reben. Reben. Guarded hard by Carnes and Tompkinson. And they're going to say there's a moving screen right there on Lauren Smith. And Wells is a media timeout, so I'm going to bring in Hunter Hornstein because right now the Penguins have a 3-point lead just out of hard-nosed defense from the guards.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the defense is key because what they've been doing is they've been making the plays happen. They've been forcing turnovers. And the thing that's really helping, though, forcing those turnovers, Piab, is that they're turning those into points right now, and that's something that we haven't seen early on in the season. Now they're really starting to play with a more confident feeling, a more easy go. You know, and just playing basketball. And, you know, Tammy Bronner, last time out, 23 points in a loss to Grand Canyon University. She's off to a great start now. Look for her to continue this strong play. She's not a player that's going to cool down as the game goes on.
You know, Tammy Bronner's 23 points was a career high. If she's leading this team, she's got people on her back, such as Kelsey Janish. And Janish is a great veteran herself. She could shoot the three ball. And look at the up-and-coming freshman, Noelle Roldan, who can score as well.
Absolutely. Noelle Roldan is one of those other hard-nosed players, those hard-nosed defensive players as well, just plays the game hard out of pure passion. She's going to be key for the Penguins right now to just continue their strong play.
And checking in is Shelly Claremeco, who's a great body to have off the bench and to have fresh legs. So Janish, the point guard, is going to be guarded by Tompkinson. 11 minutes, 27 seconds. Kimmy's getting pressured by Drew. Makes some space, gives it to Claremeco. Kimmy for three. Yes, sir. Nails the three ball, 16-10. Penguins up by six.
If you're BYU Hawaii, you don't want to let Kimmy get hot because once she starts draining threes, they're going to come at a consistent basis.
Tompkinson Back to Reben, to Drew, lays it up and in. Great take by Drew, just stuck her head in there and put the ball right in the hoop. Janish gonna bring the ball up top, 16-12, Penguins up by four. 10 minutes, 51 seconds left to play. Carnes calling the play, gives it back to Janish. Back to the three-point shooter, Kimmy. Back to Bryant, back to Janish. Penguins, not a lot of ball movement right now, but finds the open look. That's Janish, nails the three. And 19-12, Penguins lead by seven.
Nice job by Janish, hands up, hands down, into the basket, what a three.
Great feed, Tompkinson to Lauren Halley, the center out of North Salt Lake, Utah. But Janish, the point guard, gives it back to the other guard, that's Carnes. Oh, mishandling the ball is Janish, but gets the ball back. Looks for Kimmy. Coach Chambers telling the team to move. Not a lot of movement, but Klermenko, the big, air balls it. Oh, that's a dirty look. But, and it's almost stolen by Janish, and Drew has it. And here comes Tompkinson. Bronner and Gomes trying to check in. Drew still on top. Back to Hartley. Great feed to Hartley to Drew. 19-16, Penguins lead is cut to three. Janish, now with 9 minutes, 30 seconds left, gives it to Klermenko. She hits the mid-range, Jay, but she's off her game right now. That was far off right, but pushing it is BYU to Reben, to Tompkinson. And Drew has it back at the corner again. Drew. Back to Tompkinson, back to Drew. Penguins running a 2-3 zone. Great movement, guards on top, bigs on the bottom. Reben guarded by Stephanie Carnes. Great defense, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Klermenko bothers, and there's gonna be a foul on Bryant. And she fouled Hartley hard.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. That was just good defense there. The refs, though, real quick on the whistle. I don't think Chambers agreed either, Pia, but she's right next to the booth here, and chirping a little bit at the zebra shirts.
Well, that's just a bad foul on Bryant because there was 1 second left on the shot clock. If she just let her or didn't even touch her at all, then there was gonna be a shot clock violation. But taking it out is Tompkinson. Tompkinson looking for players, and that's a 5 second violation. Great defense by the Penguins. The foul by Bryant didn't matter after that because the Penguins have the ball back.
And there you go again, the BYU-Hawaii mistakes. You don't see them much from this team because they've been playing at such a consistent level, but the Penguins right now are taking them.
Bronner gives it to Janish. Janish, shake and beg move, back to Gomes, back to Janish. Fakes it, she'll shoot the three ball, and it's off front iron. And Tompkinson gives it to Reben. Fakes right is Reben. Drew, open look for three, and it hits the front iron. And that's Afu Haamango. Gets the ball, but there's going to be a timeout for the Penguins. And you're watching women basketball only on radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am a Dominican University athlete.
Dominican University of California proudly competes in the NCAA tournament.
Radio.dominican.edu, Hunter Hornstein alongside Stuart Horn and DJ Piab. DU women's basketball action, I should say, against BYU Hawaii. Right now, the Penguins, 19-16. Stuart Horn, the voice of the Penguins.
Thank you very much, Hunter. Here we go, fans. 8:20 to go, 19-16 DUs. First half action. Penguins bring it in. Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Off to our left, moving from the P to the Q to the, on your computer keyboard. Over to the right now, Carnes. In the corner, Rocky. Three ball deep. Oh, Janish, it was a total air ball, and Janish mistimed it completely. Shauna Bryant came down with it. The arrow will go in favor of the Penguins. D's need that 8 minutes exactly. Right under the bucket. The Penguins will bring it in. Worldwide. Radio.Dominican.edu and on America One video. Three on the shot clock. Two, Carnes gets fouled. Carnes looking to get it off with 3 seconds to go. And Rochelle Ryben got in her face. And there's a media timeout with 7:56 to go, 19-16. I think that was a pretty good move on the part of Stephanie Carnes trying to get the ball off. She only had like 2.5 seconds to go. She was way out on the wing, and she was able to draw the foul, Hunter.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the biggest thing with Stephanie Carnes in that play right there is that the lack of time that you have. 2 seconds left, there's not much you can do. At 5'1", she was getting guarded by some players, though, that are like almost twice her size. So a good play there, trying to pick up the foul maybe. But what I'd like to see more of the Penguins doing is just being fast. And Piab mentioned it earlier, and Chambers, you could probably hear her on the radio. They're not being fast. They're not moving the ball. They need to get more better ball movement in order to get any sort of offensive continuity going and get the ball moving faster and faster and faster. That's going to be the key right now. Is you're going to need to move the ball. BYU Hawaii is doing a great job of it, Stu. The Penguins right now are getting away with forcing BYU to make mistakes, but they're going to somehow need to get more offensive production going.
Penguins up by three. Here we go, fans. 7:52 to go. That was a good job filling in for me there, Hunter, as one of the fans came over and talked to me. Now a long three ball goes off by BYU. Missed. Oh, Bronner gets it on the rebound once again. Bronner's just having one of those nights, maybe one of those seasons. Janich thinking three ball. Head fake. Left side off the glass. Yes. 5-point game, Kelsey. 21-16 inside of 7.5 fans. Don't forget the halftime extravaganza. We got a big one tonight at halftime. Piab and Hunter, both gentlemen, going to put together the extravaganza, perhaps of a lifetime. Now off the glass, Mary Afu Ha Amango manages the deuce and the subsequent foul against her. Aaron Dastrup re-enters, and let's see here. Zori Drew will head back to the bench. Mary Afu Ha Amango will fire from the line once they've wiped up the floor in the key where Mary Afu Ha Amango hit the deck after her shot. Raquel Gomes will take a breather as Mary Kate Jankowski re-enters. She's out there with Bryant and Carnes and Bronner. And Janish knocks things around in the key. 7:09 to go, 21-19. DU's on offense now. Janish has it out on the right wing. Too far to shoot. She's at 30. Oh, she got it down low. And once again, Hunter, right through the fingertips of Carnes. She's only 5'1". So if you throw it more than about 6.5 feet high, she can't get it.
Yeah, no, that was a bullet over there by Janice, and unfortunately, just a little too high. Once again, they're going to have to get better with that because Carnes right now is doing everything she can to get open.
That's two that have gone right through her fingertips simply because of her vertical challenge. At 5'1", the tiniest player on the court, perhaps the fastest, certainly one of the quickest. But it has not served her well in those two passes. And that went right through the fingertips. 6:47 to go. And Mary Afu Ha Amango will go back to the line after the foul. And Afu Ha Amango misses another one. And Hunter, are we getting printouts? I don't know if Afu Ha Amango has knocked anything down from the line yet.
No, I don't know if she has. I think she might have hit one her last time she was on the line, but going back to Afu Ha Amango is that she's got that right leg all taped up. And the last time she got fouled, she hit the deck. She got up real slowly, and looks like she's slowing down a little bit, flexing that knee. We'll see how that goes on as the course of the game.
21-20 as Afu Ha Amango does make the second. Penguins now have it on offense. Penguins led by as many as four at one point, eight on the shot clock, driving it in. And they get it off to Bryant with six on the shot clock. And that goes after Tammy Bronner works it to the baseline. Then no looks it over to Shauna, who dumps it home from the right side. Coming up on 6 minutes, fans. Penguins by two. Check it by three. And walking with the ball is Mary Afuha Amongo. And the Penguins playing some pretty good defense. Penguin cheerleaders, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 strong tonight, including DJ Spice. 6:02 to go. Penguins have it. That's right, DJ Spice is one of the DU cheerleaders. Veteran cheerleader. Left side, thinking three. Bronner on the way. Boom, baby! Bronner! 26-20. They've not put it on the board. There it goes. No, they called it two? 5:43 to go. Three-pointer goes off by Aaron Dastrup, the 5'8 junior. 25-23. Penguins have it. Loose ball down low. Mary Kay. Oh! Janish from the top of the key to the left side. Janish with a perfect assist. And speaking of perfect assist, Rochelle Reben runs one in from the right side. 27-25, Penguins call timeout. 5:22, radio.dominican.edu.
Midway through the fall 2011 season, come cheer your Penguins to victory at the new stadium in Thor's Meadows.
Go Penguins!
I am a Dominican University athlete.
DU women's penguin, or DU women's penguin basketball action, I should say. Stuart Horn, the voice of the Penguins, on the air.
All right, thank you very much. 27-25, Hunter Hornstein, the freshman broadcasting sensation, is alongside worldwide from Dominican University. Here we go, fans. Janish has got it. Ooh, she almost walked with it, but I guess she didn't. I think I was the only one. Oh, Carnes gets it to Mary Kate. Down low, left side, and Jankowski with another deuce. Carnes with a great assist. Jankowski with another deuce. Long three ball. Goes off by Dastrup. No good. Now they work it back around to Dastrup after a great rebound by BYU. Oh, there's a jumper from Madison Kite. Kite flies one in with a sky hook. 29-27, 4.5 to go. Janish has got it. Over to Carnes, thinking three, foot fake. Carnes back to Kelsey. Left side, Mary Kate. Heaves it over to Steph. In the corner, Bronner. On the way, three. Oh, missed it. Oh, Mary Kate with a rebound. Gets it back off to Shauna Bryant. Good play there by Jankowski. Hanging tough, the freshman Jankowski, the six-footer. Here's Bryant, runs one in from the key, no. Afuha Amongo with a rebound. She flips it off to Tompkinson, brings it up. Down low, Mary Kate with a steal. Jankowski, part of everything. Both sides of the ball, 29-27. 3:54 to go. Bronner's got it, Hunter. Low bounce pass over to Janish on the wing. Way out there. That's beyond the wing. It's out on the fingertips. Here goes Bronner with the runner, left wing, and Bronner had a good look from 18. Knocks it down, a long two ball. 3.5 to go, fans. Penguins by 4, 31-27. BYU's got it. Top of the key, they get it over to Reben. Reben flings it down low and walks with it. No. And the foul is called on Reben. No, it's on Afuha Amongo. An immediate timeout. Now the head coach is Hiram Aquina. He is really barking at the referee. The foul was called against Afuha Amongo. An offensive foul for throwing the elbow out. And Coach Aquina is really barking at the ref, Hunter. He's about to draw a T. He better be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. No, the ref's telling him, hey, sit down. What he's trying to say is that when she turned, that she had her arms out already. That's not what the ref saw. That's what he saw. Of course, those two aren't going to really see eye to eye. We'll see how this works out. But the Penguins right now doing a very good job of not letting BYU Hawaii come a little too close without being able to put up points on their own. That's happened a lot over the course of the season. They've gotten to a great lead and a great start, only to see the opponents come back and them not being able to make up the difference of those points. They're doing a great job tonight of doing that. Bronner, what can we say about her, Stu? All over the court, it seems like, involved in every single play.
And if it's not Bronner, it's Jankowski. I would expect something like that out of Bronner, but I'm really impressed by Jankowski, the comm major.
Absolutely, a true freshman, very young player. So you're seeing, you know, Bronner, very savvy veteran, and the young freshman putting it together right now, and that's really a recipe for success when you've got, you know, the veteran and the young pup doing it both at the same time.
Good call. Carnes, baseline, Bronner, faked. Oh, she had Klarmenko wide open. Now the intended pass to Klarmenko is intercepted by Lauren Smith. Smith got in the way of that one. Here we go. Penguins give it up with 3 minutes to go. 31-27, fans. Out on the wing. Flipping it around, Smith. Left wing to Zori Drew, who's re-entered the game. And BYU, Rochelle Reben chucks it away. Penguins with the unforced error. And the D's will get it back. 2:48 to go, and Dastrup's back in there. 2:48, fans, and there we go. The clock rolls, 31-27. Penguins have committed five fouls, while the Seasiders have committed four. So neither team in trouble. Down low, intended for Klarmenko. Stolen away, terrible pass. It's broken up by Zori Drew. Klarmenko was wide open, but they just looped it out to her, and now Shauna Bryant steals it back. So the Penguins, no harm. And another pass over to Bronner. Down low, no whistles. Oh, Bronner hits the deck, hits it hard. She's still down, still down. Can't get up. Bronner coming up slowly, 5-on-4. Bronner's left in the dust. Now she finally comes back up. Janish will replace her. Carnes right here in front of us. On defense, the Penguins to Drew. Way out there in the corner. Two ball on the way. Yes, that was slick.
Yeah, you got to like that play up and down. Just one step front, one step back, two hands up, two hands down, ball's in the net.
Good play there, and Drew with a sweet stroke, 31-29. 1:40 to go, fans. Nakamura. Nakamura to Bronner. Nine on the shot clock, down low. Klarmenko, Glass, Shelley, the San Rafael native, bangs one in off the window, 33-29, and once again, Bronner with the assist. Penguins on defense now, off to our left. Drew's got it. She hands it off to Danilyn Cooper, Hooper, out of Hulehue, Hawaii, a 5'4" freshman. Hooper had a couple minutes there early. Now she's back in there. Long jumper by Dastrup, and a dastardly move by Dastrup knocks down the two ball. Was that two or three? That was three, 33-32. Dastrup pounds one home from the right wing. That was out there. Now Shelley muffs it away. I think the Penguins are going to get it back, and a foul committed against Shelley. It's on Smith. So Stephanie Carnes and Tammy Bronner out as Roldan and Janish re-enter in their plays. Penguins by only one with 45.9 seconds to go in the half. Halftime extravaganza with Piob and Hunter. But that's still about a minute away. Inbounds. Nakamura, top of the key, stolen by Hooper. In the backcourt, Hooper. One-on-one, Hooper. Oh, and a good foot move by Janish. Janish sticks the foot out. It was one-on-one, Hunter. And Janish booted one and broke up the play.
Yeah, absolutely. That's not something you see every day. Nice job by Janice. You know, she saw that the BYU had the fast break there, and you know they were very close to really just overrunning the Penguins right there. The Penguins, nobody was back on the backcourt. It was just Janice all by herself. Nice play there to throw out the foot.
I think that was a good play.
Have something happen. Make, you know, that's being part of being the team player there. You got it. Sometimes you don't plan for stuff to happen, and you just go instinctively, and that's what it looked like. She just saw the, you know, pass was low, stick out the foot, see what happens.
Yeah, I think you're right. It was, and it's not like it was an inadvertent kick. She just stuck the foot out there instinctively. That's a good way of putting it. That's exactly what she did. It was one-on-one. I think Hooper had the best of her.
Oh, absolutely. I think a good player also realizes when maybe a play's not going to go their way, or they know they're being pushed to a limit that they're not comfortable with.
Yeah.
And then the instinctiveness takes over, and Janis, a very good instinctive player.
Clock rolls now, coming up on 30 seconds. BYU's got it. Off to our right. 21 on the shot clock. Out on the wing is Dastrup. Nope, she doesn't want to do it. Zori Drew now back to the top of the key. BYU playing the clock all the way down. 12 seconds. Dastrup's got it top of the key. 8 seconds. Here's Drew with a jumper. Right wing, Drew very softly. Missed it. Out Janis. 15 seconds to go. Shot clock is off 11. Brings it up. 8 on the shot clock. Down low Shauna. No whistles. 5.4 seconds. Shelly Klermenko gets wrapped up under the bucket. And it's against Shelly. BYU is going to have it with 5.4 seconds. BYU is going to sub in a couple, including their top scorer, Rochelle Reben.
That's a huge, huge foul against DU there. Now BYU Hawaii gets the opportunity for the ball back, and with 5 seconds left to go, has the opportunity going into halftime with momentum and with the lead.
Yeah, that is huge. You're right. 33-32 fans. 2 seconds. 1 second off to Hooper. The runner. No, she missed it. No whistle. And at halftime, 33-32. Piab and Hunter will be back with the halftime extravaganza in about 8 minutes. Please stick with us on radio. Not Dominican. E-D-U.
Communications is the major for you. Formerly being undeclared, I know what it's like to be uncertain. Once I declared communications, my college experience became more clear and I felt as if I was beginning a fantastic journey. This major allows you to write, speak, and even have a university.
Well, we're ready to say what we need to say here on radio.dominican.edu. The Lady Penguins up by one, 32, 33-32, and they've been playing great basketball ever since. The Penguins did beat the Seasiders January 12th, and the same people are doing damage, Hunter. Zori Drew, who scored 14 points in the first meeting, has 8 points tonight. But tonight we're seeing Bronner, the graduate student, who is showing off her game. But I'm more impressed with the freshman, your classmate, Jankowski.
Yeah, absolutely, Piab. And I think it's easy to look at Tammy Bronner, who's a graduate student. You know, last time out, January 12th in Hawaii, over on the islands, Bryant had 18, Bronner 10, Raquel Gomes 13 rebounds. And while those three are doing it again tonight, I think Jankowski, with that presence under the basket inside the paint, is just doing a fantastic job. She's really turned it on and seeing herself get a lot more playing time. And, you know, we say it time and time again with different athletes that when you get the opportunity to play, you have to make the most of them, and Jankowski is doing that. And only a freshman, you've got to be excited about what you're seeing early on.
And not to mention, their first meeting, the Penguins were in a nail-biter, and they won by 4. But they were out-rebounded that game. You got Mary Afaha Amongo and Dara Tompkinson, who combined for 8 rebounds. And no one on the Penguins squad combined for 8 rebounds. No dynamic duo combined for 8 rebounds. So that's amazing that they came up with a victory that night. But let's see tonight if they could come up with that victory.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they're doing a great job so far. I think the biggest thing right now is that they're getting ahead. And while, you know, BYU Hawaii is coming back, they're not letting them take the lead or take any sort of momentum into the game. You know, they're not going off on any sort of scoring runs. DU's doing a good job of holding down that offense. You know, BYU Hawaii, led by Rachel Reben, you know, she's the second leading scorer in the Pac West. I mean, that's a pretty nice thing to have when you can say that. You know, she's the fourth best 3-point shooter. That's one spot ahead of DU's Kelsey Janish. But, you know, we're seeing a DU team that's playing with a lot of confidence. That's key right now. I mean, to be honest, the biggest thing right now is confidence, I think. And 32 or 33-32 at halftime with the opportunity for BYU to go ahead. The defense holds its ground, make sure that there's no sort of momentum going into halftime or any sort of depletion going into halftime. Keep the scoring going. You're going to be okay. Towards the end, though, I mean, I don't know if you noticed this. I noticed maybe they were getting a little bit tired. They needed that break. And right now we're seeing them come out of the locker room, and they've got rejuvenated energy. They're playing with a better high level. So obviously that's going to be key going into the second game, how well they respond to the rest and how well, you know, the big Bronner's got to be able to score some more. Janis has got to score some more. Jankowski's got to continue to be that big presence under the basket.
Well, not to mention, you're saying Bronner needs to score some more. In the past six games, she's been averaging 17.7 points a game. So she's connected on her last on 54% from the field. She's 38 for 70. That's great individual statistics. But you want to look at Raquel Gomes. She's been a little quiet tonight. She's been averaging 11 points during the Penguins' two-game road trip to Utah and Arizona. They had tough losses there. But if you could follow the leadership of Bronner and have Gomes heating up and start having Kelsey Janish heating up, and not to mention your three-point specialist and Kimi Nakamura and a guard who could shoot the Jays or Noel Roldan and Stephanie Carnes, then you're going to see a lot of high-scoring games in the future for these Dominican Penguins.
Yeah, absolutely. The key is going to be, can they put it all together all at once? Hitting the threes, being able to be inside the paint, as well as forcing the turnovers, and or, you know, the biggest thing you could even say right now is the field goals, I mean, or the free throws. Because when you have the opportunity to make shots, something BYU Hawaii is not doing is making them. Dominican, on the other hand, is draining every single opportunity they get, and that's why they have this one-point lead after halftime.
Yeah, mentioning free throws, the Penguins are 75% in the first half, but right behind them, the Seasiders are 40%. So good free throw shooting all around, but we'll be back in 2 minutes for the rest of the game, and the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn, will be ready to say only here on radio.dominican.edu.
I am. I am.
I am.
I am.
I am a Dominican University athlete.
Dominican University of California proudly competes in the NCAA 2 division.
There's Ziegler, header, and it's in, goal, Penguins!
And the student athletes of Dominican University hold some of the highest GPAs on campus.
Just over the head, and it's in, Bratsburg with their second goal.
Give our athletes your support by attending games here at Dominican or visit them on the web at www.dominicanathletics.com. You can also listen to Penguin Action Live via your smartphone or online at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you, and go Penguins.
Bumped up right side, helped across, and that's it! Swingle with the block, Josh!
To talk about the communication department for the future students of Dominican.
Oh, there you are. I've been searching frantically for you everywhere.
Oh, good, Daffy. You can help too. Bugs and I would...
Live from Dominican University of California, Hunter Hornstein alongside DJP, I'm happy to have you with us wherever you may be tuned into. Well, the Penguins have a one-point lead, 33-32, as halftime is coming to a rapid close in about 2-1 buzzer. P up. It's going to be one more half here. And the Penguins are going to hold on and keep this lead over BYU Hawaii. They're going to go home winners.
I think the Penguins can keep the lead as long as the crowd is louder than that scoreboard. That hurt my ears. But coming in is Tompkinson, guarded by Bronner, shot by Reben, off right iron, rebounded by Afuha Amago. But Bronner, fast break, lost the handle a bit, can't get that layup to go. That was a tough layup, just a little mishandle of the ball there. But here's Tompkinson. Tompkinson to Dastrup, Dastrup back to Afuha Amago, and Tompkinson will give it back to Dastrup. 33-32. Dastrup, and they're going to say she traveled.
Yeah, they're going to say she took a little too many steps, and we're seeing right now early on a very physical game, P-Up. Girls flying all over the floor, a lot of ball moving, and a lot of fast breaks.
I really like the zone the Penguins are playing. A very tough 2-3 zone on defense, but we're going to see how they're going to play here on offense while Bronner runs the point. Still 33-32, 19 minutes left in the half. Screened by Gomes, who's been averaging 11 points. But Bronner will take the shot, and she'll drain it. Great shot attempt by Bronner.
Picking off right where she left off Bronner, the early scoring.
And Bronner does it again, but she forgets the ball in the backcourt, and it's going to be Seasiders' ball. Now, Hunter, you mentioned it. She's coming back right where she started. She's a spark plug for this team, and she could get this Conlin Center to a float. and put it on fire.
Oh, absolutely. She's going to be key right now in the second half, not only with how good of a player she is, but the veteran leadership showing the young guns that how to finish a game off.
Shot by Reben. She drains it. And they're going to call that a three. The game's tied 35-35. And the leader, Janish, ready to go. Looks for the screen by Gomes. She'll shoot the three. She won't answer. She didn't even hit iron.
Yeah, that's a tough play right there. Looks like she just threw it up there. A little too much muscle on that one. Goes up and over the net.
Checking in. In the Conlin Center is Terry Toomey. Good to see the big Toomster here in the building. But coming up is Harley, who'll give it back to Reben. Reben to Dastrup. Oh, and that's going to be a reach-in foul by Gomes, who just went over the back and tried to hit the ball from Afu Hahamongo.
Yeah, the refs seem like they've been calling that a lot. I mean, we've seen it twice or almost three times now in this game where that little reach around there. Now the Penguins, though, good defense. Give them credit. They're playing hard.
Oh, open in the key was Reben, but they couldn't find her. And here's Tompkinson back to Afu Hahamongo. And she misses the mid-range J. Rebounded by Janice. She'll push it by herself. No number. She'll slow it back down. Carnes open. Look for three. Oh, no. It's off back iron. And here's taking the jumpers. Reben. And it's off front iron. And Janice comes up with the rebound yet again. And she's going to push one more time. Janice slows it down. Doesn't like what she sees. Calls the play. Game still tied, 35-35. Janish draws the foul on Afu Hahamongo. And that's just great leadership. She couldn't find anything, drives it herself, gets some body contact, and gets herself to the line. And it's going to be on Tompkinson. So here comes Janish. Everyone quiet in the Conlin Center, nails the first one. Yes. Like I said, the crowd needs to be louder than this loud buzzer. But the Penguins now up one, 36-35. Here comes Janish. Next free throw's in. The guard giving valuable minutes to Coach Brianna Chambers. And Hooper back to Afu Hahamongo. There's Dastrup. Finds Reben, guarded hard by Carnes. Afu Hahamongo, nice move, and she almost had the and one there with the reach-in by Bryant.
Yeah, nice play right there. You got to give her credit. Look, she's all smiles now, but back to business as she runs back down the court.
But Hunter, you said this in the first half. Afu Hahamongu's right leg is just taped up, and there's some big red marks, but there's a steal, and Reben's going to do it herself. She does it, 39-37, the lead. Now goes to the Seasiders. But Bronner gonna try to score. She crosses over behind the back. Screen by Gomes. Bronner finds Janish in the corner. Janish does it herself. She'll give it to Bryant and she ties up the game. 39-39, 16:42 left to play. That was made by Shauna Bryant. And Hooper gives it to Reben, three-pointer. Tough shot. Great D by Carnes.
Yeah, Reben there. No, she probably didn't have to take that shot. She had more than enough time there. Looks like she had grabbed the ball, just flipped around and threw it up. But she knows she made a mistake, but she's all right. She's the top scorer on the team. She's going to be fine.
And the top scorer in the six games for the Penguins is Bronner, and she's going to bring it up. Bronner. With 25 seconds left in the shot clock. Looks for a screen from Jankowski. Doesn't get it. Back to Bryant. Right back to Janish. And Mary Kate, who's been playing with energy, gives it to Carnes. Her next three. That's in. 42-39. Penguins up by three. The lead comes right back to them. And here comes Dastrup. Trying to set up Hartley in the post. She can't find her, though. Reben. To Afu Hahamongo. Great rebound by Hartley. Hook shot. No good. But there's going to be a loose ball foul. And they're saying it's Penguin ball.
Media timeout.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Hunter
Todd. Well, fans, I welcome you into the broadcast booth. Hunter Hornstein to my immediate right, DJ P. Up, and to his immediate right, Stuart Horn. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for wherever you may be listening into via your smartphone. We have that ability now. Put radio.dominican.edu into your browser. Go ahead and click the picture of the iPhone. There you go. Penguin action on the go. Penguin action, though, on the go, Stuart Horn, as the Penguins right now are falling behind, getting ahead, falling behind, getting ahead.
This
very, very different than what they were in the first half.
Well, this is a great game. Now, in the first half, you're right, the Penguins led most of the way, but never by more than four, only at one point. The rest of the time, it was 1 or 2 points here and there. Seemed like every time they would be matching baskets, back and forth, back and forth. But the Penguins now need to dig deep. Second half, 15 minutes and 53 seconds to go. Hunter and the DUs are just going to have to hold on. That was a great three ball by Carnes, though, from the corner. That had smoothness written all over it.
Absolutely, and that's something that they're going to need to continue to do, and I totally agree with your point. They're going to need to go off on a scoring rampage here, if you will, and really put some distance in between them and BYU Hawaii. Can't let them hang around.
I like the sound of that scoring rampage by the Penguins. Yeah, I'd like to say that all season long. Well, we've only got a couple or three more games to go. But a nice scoring rampage from here on out would certainly suit us well. Here we go, fans. Penguins on offense. Janish has got it top of the key. She's being guarded. It seems like there's six BYUs out there. That's how much defense they're playing. But Mary Kate finds the bottom anyway. 44-39, Jankowski with a turnaround jumper. Penguins on defense now. Lead is five, the most they've had all night. Rebens, she's got it. Now they go down low to Afuha Amongo. And the shot by Drew is no good. That Drew's got a sweet stroke, though. I'm surprised whenever something she throws up doesn't go in. 15 minutes exactly, fans. Penguins by five, game one. Second half of game one. This NC2A doubleheader. Janish steps on the line. And Afuha Amongo will bring it in after Janish was forced out of play. Clock rolls, fans. 14:45 to go. Afuha Amongo over to Zori Drew. Drew throws it away. And somehow Dara Tompkinson ran over and picked it up, and now a whistle.
Yeah, that pass, I think, was intended for Kite. Kite, though, on running towards the ball there, Stu. It looked like her feet slipped out from under her, but she took a tumble, and that's why that ball was thrown away. Unfortunately for the Penguins, BYU still regains possession.
Yeah, Kite went flying over there. Reben with a long three ball, no. Afuha Amongo gets the rebound. She can't make it from close range, and it comes out, and Janish has got it over the top of Afuha Amongo to Bronner. To Shauna Bryant, right side Bryant, a deuce, and an opportunity for a three-point play.
Nice play there by Bryant. Good job by the Penguins to force the issue there for BYU. Even better, you make the basket and then one. This is what they're going to need to do. They're going to need the opportunities to make as many points as they can. Now it's going to be up to Bryant to drain these shots here.
Penguins by seven now. It's a bit of a scoring rampage. That little phrase authored by Hunter Hornstein. And Afuha Amongo has left the game for now. Oh, no. Ooh, boy. That one came inbounds. Muffed off the foot of Tompkinson, but back into the hands of Lauren Smith. Afuha Amongo came off. She got the right knee bandaged up, as you mentioned, Hunter. But I don't know if she's got a red rag underneath or if it's bleeding. I'm not sure. It looked like it was bleeding.
We might have to start calling her Kurt Schilling with the bloody sock there. We won't know for sure. She has come off the field. We'll try to find out what's going on and pass that along.
Well, it's not really a World Series, but it feels like it in here. Anytime the Penguins play, it's big. And speaking of the big Penguin, Joe Fink is in the house, the president.
Might as well be the World Series now.
Yeah, good call. He is the big Penguin. Here we go, fans. 13:53, President Fink in the house. Oh, and a reaching foul is called against Aaron Dastrup, the 5A junior. She's out of Enumclaw, Washington. Isn't that your hometown, Hunter?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I'd heard of Enumclaw before. Now I know where. The Penguins get it on the inbounds. Mary Kate with the drifter. Oh, Mary Kate couldn't get it to fall. She's been shooting nicely all night tonight. It was a good pass by the D's to get it to her. Penguins have a little wiggle room right now. The most they've had all night, 8 points, 47-39. 13 and a half to go, fans, on radio.dominican.edu worldwide. Here's the runner from the right side, again by Dastrup. No. Janish gets wrapped up with Smith. Smith was going after that one, Hunter. She even raised a hand at her. I don't know if it was intentionally the fist raised or if that's just how it came up. She didn't look happy, though, either way.
You know, these intense games, like we said, the World Series, tempers fly. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you're right. Late in the game, 13:21 to go, and Mary Kate now is going to get called on this one. And that's a no-doubter. Jankowski in the corner picks up her first. And she went hard at the ball.
Yeah, absolutely, a no-doubter. And you know what? As a young freshman, those things happen. And it's just going to be up to her to kind of tone it down a little bit.
Inbounds. Madison Kite chucks one up there, and that one's good from within the paint. 47-41 the D's. Penguins got to keep playing tough. Don't change anything. Heaving it across the court to Nakamura. Top of the key, Janish working the ball nicely. Download Shauna. Oh, brother, off the glass. Shauna Bryant gets wrapped up, going after her own rebound with Zori Drew. And Bryant picks up her second going after the ball. More aggressive play by the Penguins, and never knock them for that as Raquel Gomes prepares to re-enter. Dara Tomkinson, top of the key, picks up the screen, takes it over to the right side. Soft jumper by Dastrup. Three ball, no. Put back by Smith is good. And now it's a four-point game, 12:40 to go, fans. Here comes Bronner. Penguins were in this exact same position 4 points ago. They're not even matching baskets, much less taking any kind of an advantage. Oh, brother, as Shauna Bryant hits the deck hard and slides across the ice. Sometimes you see a penguin in the wild sliding down a decline much the same way in order to get from point A to point B. And Bryant didn't intend to do that. She was shoved. Noelle Roldan gets ready to re-enter the game as Shauna Bryant goes to the line, and she misses this one painfully short. Janish to the bench, and Roldan back in there. Roldan's just been a tremendous get for the DUs this year. Roldan is good on both sides of the ball, very quick, and a great clubhouse person, too. Roldan's got a great vibe about her. 12 and a half to go as Shauna Bryant misses them both. Ouch. That hurts. You don't see Bryant miss two very often. Kite goes up, no. Bryant with a rebound to Roldan. She'll work the point now left side. Roldan across the timeline. Kimmy fires it in to Shauna. Back to the top, Nakamura. Shauna softly. Mary Kate in the paint. Jankowski high off the glass. You know what I love about it? Uh-oh, now the steal by Bronner. Up off the glass. Oh, brother. Bronner let one fly, and she had all the time in the world. Didn't need to do that. Lauren Smith got in the way. Smith is a 6'1", just much bigger than Bronner. Got in the way. Timeout's been called by BYU, but let's back up for a second. There's a lot of action going on. There's Mary Kate Jankowski knocks down the two ball, and I started to say before Bronner stole that thing away, Hunter, that Mary Kate is so good down low.
Oh, absolutely.
She's a 6-footer, but she plays much bigger than that for a freshman. She's very thin, but she's got, somehow she fills it up nicely down low. She seems fearless and scores a lot of points.
Absolutely. Aggressive defense is key, I think, to her strong play. And you said fearless. And when you are aggressive, like the Penguins have been today, you're going to make mistakes, but the key is you can't be scared to make those mistakes, because aggressive play is going to equal a lot of points. And right now, you mentioned it earlier in the broadcast, how they're just going off and playing very aggressively, turning the ball around very aggressively, being inside the paint. And, you know, Jankowski, that's so huge for the Penguins right now. You know, you mentioned Carnes, Nakamura, you know, Shauna Bryant, Janish. All these players that can hit it from the perimeter, but when you can play inside as well as Jankowski and you have that fallback, it kind of creates a full effect, and it really helps your game as a whole. And right now the Penguins are reaping the benefits of it, leading 49-43.
6-point game, fans. You know, correct me if you feel differently, but seems to me, Hunter, 11 seasons of DU basketball on the air, And it's always the teams that have a good center in women's basketball. You know, you got to have somebody who can fill it up in there. The Penguins have two. They've got Raquel Gomes and Mary Kay Jankowski, now the freshman. Gomes, the senior. And Jankowski has just had a great season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's very true. And just to piggyback what you say and how important it is right. The Penguins are in good shape just because she is a freshman, I think.
You know, and then the third player is Shelly Claremanko, the 5'10 San Rafael native. Oh, and here is Raquel Gomes.
Speaking of Raquel Gomes, there you go, Stuart.
And the Penguins have two good players, two low-down players right now. And here's Rocky. And they're both in there. And that's Gomes and Jankowski. And Gomes too high off the glass. She was being pressured, and she couldn't handle it. Zori Drew. And that's saying a lot because Gomes can handle just about anything. Uh-oh. Jumper from the line, Dara Tompkinson. The 5'4 junior, Tompkinson, brings the Seasiders within four. 49-45 coming right down to the wire, fans, inside of 11 minutes. Here's Bronner. Bronner on the left elbow. She's got trouble. Back outside to Kimmy. Slow it down. Back to Bronner, 14 on the shot. Stutter steps between the legs. Left side, 10. Nine drives in. Nowhere to go, 8. Left side, switched it around. Took it in off the left side with a layup. Man, that was sweetness right there.
Absolutely. Going back to what you're saying about Raquel Gomes and Jankowski, I think it's safe to say that the one who's really benefiting from this is Raquel Gomes. She gets another player that can play alongside her. She's able to sit out for a little bit, and really the Penguins don't lose anything on offense.
Yeah, that's a good point. And as the Penguins were working it, the foul is called against Mary Kate. That's her second. An immediate timeout. You are listening to NC2A Basketball. Live from the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California, right here in San Rafael, California, in the good old U.S. of A. Stuart Horn, Piob, Hunter Horenstein, your DU broadcasters for tonight. Of course, we are live fans. And if you'd like to see us live, you can hear us live, of course, always on radio.dominican.edu, 11 years on the air, 24/7. But if you'd like to watch the action tonight, just go to dominicanathletics.com/live video. And every once in a while, they'll zoom in on us, much like they're doing right now. But for tonight, the Penguins up 51-47, 10:19 to go. Here's Hunter.
You know, the Penguins right now doing a very good job, and we mentioned it, and I want to go back to Jankowski inside the paint. Early on, we said it was Bronner. Now we can say that it's Jankowski. Jankowski inside the paint doing a great job of reaching up, getting the balls, and, you know, Stewart mentioned that she may not have the biggest frame, but she's somehow able to have that presence. And Piob, I welcome you into the booth as our new play-by-play guy, is that when you have that presence, especially as a young freshman, that does wonders for your team as far as confidence.
Oh, not so... No doubt about that, Hunter. And not to mention that she's learning from veterans. She's learning from Shauna Bryant. She's learning from Raquel Gomes. She's learning from Claremanko. I like Jankowski. I like her play. I like it a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and you mentioned it. You're learning from the veterans. And Raquel Gomes, the senior, doing a great job of teaching her exactly what we want as far as Penguin play.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. And then there are going to be new recruits. And she's going to teach them down the road, too, but she's still going to grow as a sophomore next year. But 51-47, throwing it up there was Bryant, Janish to Gomes. Gomes just crosses half court, make sure there's no five-second violation. Janish, Bryant, hook shot. Off backboard, grabs her on rebound, and they're going to call a jump ball as she got pushed to the ground.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I mean, she had a good play there, and it looked like maybe she got pushed there. I don't know if you want to say it's on purpose, on accident, but at some point, you know, you got to blow the whistle on a play like that.
Well, roll down, gives it to Bryant. Bryant, double team to Janish, double team by Drew. She'll take it herself, and she can't make that easy layup fall. And she's frustrated with herself there.
Big miss right there. She had the basket all to herself. You've got to make those points, especially in these closing minutes.
Mid-range jumper by Dastrup. Missed. Kite get the rebound. Fights for it. Gives it to Reben. And she had a chance for a three-point play. They're going to call a blocking foul on Stephanie Carnes. Carnes very frustrated with herself there because she knew if she just set her feet, they were going to call a charge. But Reben at the line. She's been money. Reben nails her first one.
Now that's a scary scene right there to see when Reben just very nonchalantly throwing it up and making it. She's their guy. She's the go-to on this team. And, you know, with less than 10 minutes to go and the score closing in, closing in, closing in, you know, you got to wonder how much do the Penguins have left to keep up with BYU Hawaii. They've got to play good defense here. They've got to be able to get on the score run and not make mistakes like they just did there.
That's a freshman step by Roldan and another foul by Carnes. But that was a smart foul on Reben because her first basket today was that trip to the line. She hasn't hit anything until that trip to the line there. So Carnes, two fouls in a row. Roldan will have a chat with Coach Chambers. And having a shot at the line is Reben. She nails the first one. If she nails this one, the game will be tied. 9 minutes, 21 seconds left as Reben nails the second. Bryant back to Janish. Janish crosses half court, guarded by Reben. Falling to the ground hard is Dastrup, while Bryant nails right there in the key. Great feed by Janish. Reben calling for the ball and trying to check in is Tammy Bronner. And there's a whistle call, and it's going to be on 22. That's Janish. Lauren Smith coming in. Bronner checking in while Roldan takes a seat. 53-51, Penguins still lead by two. And Tompkinson misses both, but they're gonna call a foul, and yes, they're calling over the back. That's on Lauren Smith. And Janish is going to take it out. And they're gonna do a full court press. Yeah, the Seaside is doing a full court press, and they get the ball back in, and Janish crosses over Drew. And Janish, they're playing man defense, Hunter. The Seasides are playing man defense, trying to get a loose ball like they almost did there. But Carnes passes to Bryant, and Bryant in the key, and she draws the foul, and she has a trip to the line.
Good break right there for the Penguins. Jana Bryant, she snuck around to the outside into the corner, and then she drove her way to the basket. And unfortunately didn't make the basket, did draw the foul, though. Good play by the Penguins to get themselves an opportunity for some easy points.
Bryant, money from the line, nails the first. Now that play was all set up by point guard Stephanie Carnes. She put her head down, dribbled low, and find her big man. That's Shauna Bryant. Bryant, second, misses, hits back iron, and rebounded by Bronner. What can't she do? Bronner looks for the open Janish. That's a three ball, but doesn't even hit iron. And they're going to say red ball. And it's another foul. That's on 32. That's Raquel Gomes. And Kite is going to check out while Afu Ha'amangu will take it out and give it to Tompkinson. Tompkinson guarded by Bronner. Tompkinson calling the play out. Gives it to Afu Ha'amangu, to Drew. Drew has been killing the Penguins tonight. And Reben, back to Afu Ha'amangu. She grabs her own rebound, but there's a foul. They're saying over the back on Afu Ha'amangu, and the Penguins get the ball back.
BYU fouls on 11, Mary Afu Ha'amangu.
Yeah, the foul was on Afu Ha'amangu. That's her third personal foul. And they're over the limit, and going to shoot the free throws is Shauna Bryant. Let's see if she can redeem herself, because she missed the second one. Bryant, first one, yes, it's in. And here comes the second. Bryant, the veteran, in her fourth year, nails the second. Those were big buckets.
Yeah, absolutely. Those were huge. Now you got an opportunity to get ahead here, even by more. It's, you know, it's a 5-point game right now. And, you know, BYU now has kind of their backs to the wall a little bit here. They can't give up too many. They can't afford to. Pressure's on them. Just play your game, and you're going to be fine if you're the Penguins.
Mental mistakes by the Seasiders. Line violation there. But Carnes gives it to Janice. 3-ball. She nails that one, and she gets it to go. After airballing the last 2 3 she shot, she nails the last 3-pointer here. Drew, pressured by Janice. Reben, guarded hard by Carnes. And they're going to call another blocking foul on Carnes, and that's her third this half.
Well, fans, obviously the Penguins, 59-51 leading here at the Conlin Center. Hunter Hornstein, DJP up to my right, to his right, Stuart Horn. Stu, Penguins right now getting off to that good start again, getting that momentum behind them.
Yeah, I like this, 8 points. That's a luxury when you're playing a good team like the Seasiders. This is the most the Penguins have led by, 7:52 to go, fans. I'm going to give a big shout-out to DJ T-Baby out there working the camera tonight. Now, at the next timeout, Hunter, you're going to want to be on it because we have Brock Beals in the stand, and Brock is going to be interviewing some people tonight in the audience all throughout the rest of this game and the men's game. So we'll have a lot of the impressions of the fans live on the air tonight with Brock Beals in the audience. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll begin the very next timeout. Our next broadcast, fans, coming up this weekend, Saturday, February 19th at 5:30 women, 7:30 guys, Chaminade University in the house. Here at the Conlin Center on radio.dominican.edu. End of the timeout has come, 7:52 to go. And P-Ob did a good job on the play-by-play there. Guy's getting good. P-Ob just a sophomore. Here we go, fans. Rochelle Reben on the line. She's a top scorer for BYU. Penguins by 7. Reben back to the line after she cans the first one and the second. Not surprisingly, Reben knocks them both down. The Penguins have already committed 10 fouls, so contrary to the first half, they've already put BYU in the luxury of the double bonus. BYU has committed 8. Either that or the referees calling the second half a little tighter. Oh, brother, the drifting runner from the right side, and Janish cans it. 61-53, Hunter.
Nice play by Janish there.
It was.
Just kind of threw it up there and put her arm up and made it, put it in.
Zori Drew, long deuce from the left wing after Janish with a very athletic move. Hunter said it looked like she just heaved it up there and it went. Something tells me she knew what she was doing, although it sure didn't seem it. Janish now accepts a nice screen from Mary Kate, and she heaves another one up there. And Janish looks over to the coach after she knocks that one down and indicates that she needs some sort of a rest. I think she hurt her wrist. 63-55, the last 4 scored by Kelsey Janish. Nakamura will enter the game in Janish's place. Here's Reben, 3-ball, no. Deep, running after it is Bryant. I think it went out of bounds off of Afuha Amongo, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not. And the DUs are going to get it back.
Warren Smith returns for the Seasiders.
No. What's the call here? I don't know who's going after the ball. It was off of Shauna Bryant, so says Piob, and I think he's right, and he is right. I think I was willing that one off of the BYUs, but no. Reben's got it. She drives in, dumps it off at the last second. Good play there by Hartley to accept the play, one bounce up and in. 63-57, Penguins. Behind the back, Bryant. Right side, screen, Mary Kate, Bryant, top of the key. Stutter set, backs up, flings it up, no. Hits the bottom of the bucket and draws a whistle. Nakamura's clapping the hands back and forth. She liked the call. Reben picks it up. That's her second. 9th team foul committed by BYU, Tammy to the line. If you're a Penguin fan, you like to see Bronner on the line. That was nothing but swish right there, Hunter.
Yeah, absolutely. You can even hear it from here. Hopefully we got that on the mic because that is a beautiful sound.
Yeah, that is a nice sound when it's just so pure. Yarn ball. This one rattles around and stays out. Penguins cannot box out. Penguins weren't in a position to box out. In fact, it was boxed out by Lauren Smith. Goes out of bounds, and the Penguins get the ball. Turned over by BYU. That's unforced on Tompkinson. Penguins will take that all day long, Hunter.
I know, more mistakes by BYU there, and the Penguins have been done a great job all game long. Hopefully if they can continue it here late into the second half, they might just seal a win for them. But they've been doing a good job of taking advantage of the BYU mistakes.
Here comes Bronner to bring it up, the grad student. Bronner, oh no, it comes off of her foot, and it goes right into the hands of Hooper. Hooper heaves it across the side, over to Drew. Drew, right side whistle. Uh-oh. Bryant with another one. At this point, the double bonus, the Penguins are going to kind of step up the aggro, I guess. Nobody's close to fouling out, although that's the third on Bryant with 5:55 to go. Zori Drew goes to the line. A little bit over. Pretty square stance, a little bit open. Dumps it in there. He's got that center line right in the middle of her stance. Maybe just a little bit off to the right. Second one's on the way. This one's missed. Penguins can't get the rebound. Everybody's after it. Everybody's on the floor. Scrum. It's like a fumble in the backfield. BYU gets it. That's unfortunate right there, Hunter.
Yeah, it's a big play right there for BYU. If they're, right now, all they're concerned about is ball possession and ball time. And
yeah.
Because right now, if you're the Penguins, the biggest thing right now is defense. Yeah, you want to score more. But the pressure's on BYU Hawaii to continue getting the ball back, and they're going to force the Penguins to try to make mistakes in order to get that ball back.
5:47 clock rolls. Penguins were not able to get that one, and it turns out that Kristen Hartley is able to dump one home. Quickly inbound, Shauna back to Kimmy. A lot of pressure in the backfield. In the backcourt, I should say, 5.5, Steph. She's got Hooper on her. Hooper's playing pretty tough. Back and forth, Carnes. Carnes. Left side, Carnes off the side of the backboard. Ouch. Carnes couldn't do anything with it. Hooper brings it up after Carnes with a big miss. Coming up on 5 minutes, fans. Penguins by 4. It was 8. Long three ball on the way by Reben, the top scorer for BYU. No.
Yeah, that was a lucky shot there. That was in and out. It looked like from here it looked good. We saw her in the earlier practices, Stuart, and you mentioned to me that her movement, her shot just is on fire right now, and it looked good early. Hopefully she's cooled off a little bit and gives the Penguins a chance to take the lead.
Inside of 5 minutes, fans. Penguins by 4. Bronner's got it. 15 on the shot clock. Screen by Shauna. Shauna, top of the key. Drives in right side. No, it was very short. Not even close. Hartley with a rebound. Everybody's on it. Loose ball right in front of the Penguin cheerleaders. Whistles. And it's going to go back to BYU. All of a sudden, Seasiders are getting all the breaks, it looks like. Madison Kite re-enters the game. And Raquel Gomes. Gomes in place of Claire Manco. Kite in place of Hartley. Hartley with a start tonight. 4:37 to go, fans. 4-point game. Janish brings it in. Trouble. Oh, Penguins get it off, throw it away. Penguin cheerleaders have the ball. When the Penguin cheerleaders have the ball, that usually means the clock has stopped. 4.5 to go. In fact, it did stop. Inbounds. Bronner's got it in the right corner. 3-point land. Oh, she bounced it off of the foot of one of the Seasiders. Somehow keeps it alive. 3-ball Janish on the way. Oh! Man, Hunter, that's exactly what the Penguins needed. A little mo change. 67-60. 4:15 to go, fans. Lauren Smith has got it. Right side. Gets it over to Drew to the left. Timeout has been called by BYU, and we'll take it to Brock Beal in the stands. Brock?
This is Brock Beal here in the stands with Rhea Falilili. How do you think the girls are?
I think they're doing really good. Their defense is really good, and their shooting percentage looks like it's really high tonight.
All right, thank you very much. Stu, back to the stands with you.
All right, thank you very much, Brock, and we'll try and get that under control. We'll bring the trim tab all the way down to about 9 o'clock and then control it off the main fader. Here we go, fans, 4:08 to go. Sorry about that. We'll get it right next time. 67-60, 4:08 to go. Didn't anticipate that nuclear blast, but we all got it in the headphones. We are working to improve things every play. From the Conlin Center, here we go into the timeout has come. Stuart Horn, Hunter Ornstein. Game one of tonight's doubleheader. Right side, Reben's got it. She gets it down low to Dastrup. Bouncing all over the place, no. Penguins with a rebound. 3:55 to go. Penguins up by 7. That's a little more comfortable, although the Penguins are never comfortable until the game's over. Now they work it down low to Rocky. Now over to Bronner. Long two ball. Bronner from the right wing. No. Oh, Shauna Bryant came down. Looked like she twisted an ankle. She really came down hard. She fell straight backward. That was weird. I hope she's okay. She looks okay. Shauna Bryant's been around for a while. And she's a tough young lady. Immediate timeout. You are listening to NC2A basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. You may be watching us on the video home of the Penguins. Of course, if you'd like to watch the action, or if you're waiting to watch the men's game, you can watch it live by going to DominicanAthletics.com/live-video. Hunter, 7-point game, 3.5 minutes to go. The D's have their work cut out for them, but it's right there for them to take it or leave it.
Absolutely. Right now, they're controlling their destiny. If they go on a scoring rampage, as I like to say, they're going to put this game away. If the defense falters, I mean, it's going to happen. You're going to lose. The biggest thing right now is don't make silly mistakes. Don't make those silly fouls. Don't give BYU the opportunity, because the only way they lose this game right now, Stu, is if they throw it away.
3:37 to go exactly, fans. 67-60. The end of the timeout has come. Both teams are making their way back out onto the floor. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beal. Stuart Horn, Hunter Hornstein, here we go. Everybody's back out there. Shauna Bryant will have an opportunity to fire from the line. Off to our right, attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Pretty good crowd on hand. Shauna on the line. On the way. Yes. 8-point game, courtesy of Shauna Bryant, number 44. Willie McCovey's old number. On the way, Bryant, deep. Taken down by Dastrup. Dastrup has been tough on the D's tonight. 8-point game. 3.5 exactly, fans. Here we go. BYU's got it. Top of the key, Reben. On the way, three ball, missed it left. Janish got a good jump on it, and they're going to give it back to the Penguins. And I think it was that. I think the Penguins got a break there, Hunter.
Yeah, absolutely. Good break that by the Penguins right there. Good for the Penguins, I should say. The key's going to be if they can turn it around here and equal some more points. Only an 8-point game.
And that was out of bounds off of Janish, and they gave it back to the DUs. Nobody argued it. I'm pretty sure I know what I saw. Bronner's got it now. She slows things down. Coming up on 3 minutes. 3:11 exactly. Bronner gets it to Gomes. Now Janish left wing. 13 on the shot clock. Thinking three. Two ball on the way. Ooh, late whistle. Doesn't fall. And that's the 10th. Oh, brother, it's a... Oh, I thought she said White.
I believe that the foul was on Hooper there.
You're right.
BYU Hawaii. That would be her first foul of the game.
And that puts the Penguins in the double bonus. So both teams, any violations here now, any fouls of any kind, will send the opposing team to the line. Drew's back in the game now. Madison Kite to the bench. Janish on the way, yes. And Janish, she is clutch as she knocks them both down, 70-60. Penguins enjoying a 10-point lead. That's the most they've had all night. Inside of 3 minutes now, fans. The Penguins on defense. They give it up to Reben, who fires the three ball. It looks like Reben's desperation threes all over the place. She can't get it to fall.
Yeah, it looks like she's one of those players right now that's trying to push it, trying to, you know, she realizes her team needs her right now, and she's just forcing the issue. like I mentioned, you can't do that. You can't force the issue.
I think you're right. Last couple seemed desperate. And both have missed the mark by quite a ways. Jankowski in there as Gomes picks up the foul committed against Lauren Smith, a 6'1" freshman. So Lauren Smith, she's got her left foot on the center line on the way, and this one rattles around and stays out. And the Penguins will take that. 2:53 to go, and Smith will go again. This one goes. 9-point game. Penguins are going to slow things. This is going to turn into molasses ball here, Hunter, I do believe, as the Penguins are really going to slow things down and use up as much of the clock as they can. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Tammy Bronner's got it. I don't mind seeing it in the hands of Bronner. Oh, Bronner off balance, throws it away. 7 on the shot. Bronner off the glass. No. Overshot it, taken down by Lauren Smith. Smith, oh, she throws it into the hands of Bronner. 2:20 to go, and Bronner will slow. She's going to slow everything down again. As she gets a reset on the shot clock, Bronner will take it. Bronner now is being guarded very closely by Hooper. Stutter steps, backs up, goes behind the back. Oh, Hooper bit on it big time. Off the glass, no. Coming up on 2 minutes exactly. Bronner hits the deck, but she burned off about 45 seconds. Spinning 360 move by Dastrup. Dastrup, Hunter, is called with an offensive charge, as most charges are. But the 360 spinner, while it fell, it doesn't count.
No, it doesn't. She ran into Bronner. I believe that was Bronner that went to the floor there. Bad break for BYU as the Penguins get the ball back. And like you mentioned, they get the ball back. And right now, they're going to use up all the clock they possibly want.
So here's Bronner. Bronner's got it. Left side, Bronner kick out. Mary Kate on the way. Oh!
Yes, sir.
Three bounces, and it bounced backward in favor of the D's and fell. 72-61. That was a break. So we will now go to the stands, fans, and here is Brock.
Brock Beal here again with Mason Mooney. Now, Mason, how do you think the girls are going to be able to handle this? Do you think they're going to pull out the win tonight?
Well, I'm looking at my crystal ball right now, and I see a very possible chance that they will win. I believe it. Yes, I see it now. They will win.
Thank you, Mason. Back to you, Stu.
All right, good call. Mason with the crystal ball predicting. Well, it's not really a prediction when you're looking right into a crystal ball. Seems like he had the inside line. He says the Penguins are going to win.
Well, the way they're playing right now, Stu, I don't think it's their game to lose right now. They don't think they, unless they completely implode, which they're not doing, this game with 1:30 left to go is, I don't want to say a lock because you don't never want to say jinx it.
Right.
But I think Mason there is onto something. The Penguins right now, every time they get the ball, are doing exactly what they're supposed to do. The clock out.
This is when great team leaders step up and make their presence felt. For instance, having Tammy Bronner on your side with 90 seconds to go and an 11-point lead, who else would you want? I mean, Bronner is so confident. She's so capable. She's exactly the player I would want on my team leading us down the final stretch.
No, absolutely. And she does it in more ways than one, too, I believe, Stu. Not only does she do it on offense, but she's all over the court on defense.
Yeah, you're right.
Forcing the issue, forcing the turnovers, which ultimately helps your Penguin team.
Hooper's got it. Left side now. Three ball. Reben, short. Gets her own rebound. Somehow gets back at her. Reben kick out on the way. Good. No, check it. Reben did make the shot. Reben got it. I'm not sure who got the ball to her, though. I couldn't see who it was. Regardless, the Penguins' lead is 9. Foul is committed by Dara Tompkinson. Coach Aquina's up, and he is really yelling at the referee. He's out on the floor. Well, Aquina's intense. I'll give him that. 1:11 to go. Aquina not happy with the call. Janish to the line. Mahalo and aloha to everybody listening out in the islands. Great to have you along with us. Here's Janish on the way, yes. Speaking of team leader, Hunter, that Janish. Janish is right there along with Bronner.
Oh, absolutely. You're not going to get any argument from me on that one.
Yeah, those are the two ladies you want in your corner coming down the stretch. She makes both, of course, 74-63. Coming up on 1 minute, stepping out of bounds, running after it was Tompkinson. Penguins will get the ball now on the long side, coming up on 1 minute. I told him to watch me only. Okay, 101 to go. Here we go, fans. Just 1 minute to go. 74-63. Uh-oh, trouble in the backcourt. Janish is fouled in the backcourt by Reben.
Yeah, sorry about that, Stu. What I was trying to say is I wanted to make a point about the difference of the two teams right now. You're looking at a very confident Penguin team, and at the same time, the BYU, when they get the ball, desperation and just, you know, unorganized and very, very quick, too quick almost. They're not letting the game come to them. They're chasing the game as if it's on their tail, and they're just chasing themselves in circles.
Nice picture in my mind by your words as Janish knocks down both of them. Now stolen away by Jankowski. Jankowski playing tough right to the end. 76-63. Trouble in the backcourt. Janish gets hammered again by Reben. Janish stays down. Jankowski comes up, helps her out. Janish is all right. She's popped back up. Penguins by 13. It's 41.7 seconds to go. Bryant's tennies came unlaced, so she had to fix it there. Noelle Roldan gets ready to re-enter. Back inbounds. Smith gets it. Smith scissor legs, flings it up. Backcourt. Big time pressure. 30 seconds to go. Bronner's got it, and that's exactly who the Penguins wanted to have the ball. In the final 32 and a half seconds to go, Bronner will go to the line.
Fourth foul there by Reben as she reached around there. You know, you mentioned good coverage there by the BYUs to get around Bronner like that. But when you do foul and you send Bronner to the line, most of the time it doesn't end up too good if you're the opposing team.
So Janish is done for the night. Bronner missed the first one, but she hammers the second one in there with confidence. 30 seconds to go, fans. Penguins up by a lot now, 77-63. And there's a three ball by Reben. Inbounds to Roldan. She's got it. Reben's all over her. Reben's reaches in, and that may be the end of Reben's. With 21 and a half seconds to go. Yep, that's her fifth.
She's walking that back to the court there, and that's a big break there for the Penguins, and that's a big blow to BYU.
Reben's gone. That's her fifth. As we slow things down, Noelle Roldan will go back to the other end of the court. Reben is being replaced by Dastra. Reben had a good night tonight. She managed the fouls very nicely. On the way, Roldan, a little deep there. It doesn't have to be much deep to miss it. That hoop is very hard steel when you're a little long. This one is perfect. So Roldan, one of the bright spots of the DU season, no question. Clock rolls, 18 seconds. 78-66. Penguins don't want to foul. Just want to get this thing over with. Soft jumper, buckling by Kite, 13.2. Inbounds. Good hustle there by Hooper. Hooper knocks it out of bounds, burns a second off the clock. 10-point game, fans, with 12 seconds to go. Shauna's going to bring it in. Shauna Bryant. Brings it in, stolen away by Hooper. Hooper with a quick up and in. 3 seconds burn off, and that counts. Timeout has been called by BYU. We will go to Brock Beals in the stands.
All right, Brock Beal here again with freshman volleyball phenom Hannah Stockings. Hannah, how do you think the ladies are doing this season?
Well, Brock, thanks for asking. I think the girls are doing very good this season. I personally know and love each and every player and coach on the team, and I'm really proud of them. They've pulled out a few wins, a couple losses. It's all good. Next year, they'll be a little better, and you know.
All right, thank you, Hannah. You Stu.
All right, pretty good stuff there. 9.6 seconds, Hannah Stocking. 78-70, Hannah Stocking, one of the stars on the volleyball team. Here we go, fans. Bryant. Throws it the length of the court, but can't keep it inbounds. It's like a punt that goes out of off the sideline. That one ends up in the grandstands. Penguins by 8. It's going to be BYU ball. 1 second rolled off. Here we go. 7. BYU brings it up 6-5. Left side sliding. 3-2. Last shot of the night on the way. Buzzer fans. Penguins by 8 is your final. 78-70. DU's now 4-9 on the season in conference. BYU moves to 2-8. Good game there by BYU. Glad you joined us, fans. Penguin men's scheduled to tip off in about 20 minutes. They're scheduled to go at 7:30. It's currently 7:13 on the West Coast. Please stay with us for that one. We'll have it for you live. Radio.dominican.edu.